Hi, I'm Carl Azus. We're grateful to have you watching this Wednesday. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control says 9 million people in America have gotten a first shot of coronavirus vaccine. There are two different vaccines that have been approved for emergency use in the U.S., and regardless of whether people get the one made by Pfizer and BioNTech or the one made by Moderna, health officials say two doses are needed to maximize the drug's effectiveness. Manufacturing hasn't been as fast as some experts expected, and states have reported problems distributing the vaccines through hospitals and doctors' offices because some of these places say they don't have enough workers to both care for their patients and serve as vaccination clinics. So the U.S. government is changing some of its guidelines. It wants more pharmacies to be able to give vaccines. It's planning to help states set up mass vaccination sites if they ask for government assistance. It's going to allow anyone over age 65 to get the vaccine immediately where it's available. And both the Trump administration and the incoming Biden administration want to release all available doses immediately instead of holding half of them back to ensure that people who've already gotten the first dose will be able to get the second on time. The benefit is that this will make more vaccines available in the short term. The drawback is that it risks people not being able to get their second dose when health officials say they should have it. There have been some side effects, including several cases of dangerous allergic reactions associated with the vaccine, and several polls have indicated that at least 40% of Americans do not plan to get vaccinated against COVID-19.
I'm Nick Watt in Los Angeles, where this week we will see a major symbolic shift in the fight against this pandemic. Dodger Stadium, which has been a testing site for the past 8 months or so, will transition. It will become a mass vaccination site. The governor in California set himself a target, 1 million vaccines in arms in 10 days. We'll find out soon if he makes it.
I'm Rosa Flores in Miami. The rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine continues to be rocky in some states. CNN affiliate WJXT reporting long lines of seniors bundled up before dawn to get the shot in Jacksonville. These are people 65 and over and frontline healthcare workers who showed up not with an appointment, but based on birth month. Now to Texas, where hundreds received the vaccine at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio. According to affiliate KABBWOAI, the process was mostly smooth, except for a few people who said that they registered and were turned away.
As the date approaches for the next U.S. president to be inaugurated, the FBI says it's working to identify and stop people who may be planning violence. According to an internal FBI bulletin obtained by the media, armed protests are being planned at all 50 state capitals. They're expected to start this weekend and continue through Inauguration Day on the 20th. The FBI has also identified threats to several government leaders. President Donald Trump has approved an emergency declaration for Washington, D.C. that was requested by the city's mayor. That'll bring additional government security to the inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. It's been a week since a riot broke out at the U.S. Capitol building as lawmakers were meeting to formally certify electoral votes from the November 3rd election. Some of the people in attendance of a massive rally in support of President Trump later marched to the Capitol and broke in, forcing a lockdown and the evacuation of government officials. Five people died in the violence, including one Capitol Police officer. And since then, U.S. social media organizations have been clamping down on the president and some of his supporters who've repeated claims that the election was fraudulent, even though courts have ruled there's not evidence of this to overturn any election results. Facebook and Twitter have banned President Trump from using their services altogether. So have Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitch. Another app named Parler, which calls itself unbiased social media and is popular with conservatives, has been banned by Apple, Google, and Amazon. That's pretty much taken Parler off the internet. The big technology companies say online statements by the president and some of his supporters could encourage more violent events like last week's riot. But a diverse group of critics says these companies are censoring political viewpoints that they don't agree with, and that it shows that Apple, Facebook, Google, and Amazon have too much power over speech. Parler is suing Amazon for removing the app from its cloud services. 10-second trivia. Which of these trade shows was first held in 1967? International Sign Expo, New York Toy Fair, South by Southwest, or Consumer Electronics Show? New York City was the site of the first Consumer Electronics Show in 1967. Its usual home these days is in Las Vegas, Nevada, but not this year. The show that helped introduce digital technology to the world is being held digitally in 2021 because of concerns about the coronavirus pandemic. And it makes sense that many of the products being promoted are those that aim to help people keep connected virtually. Imagine what all this would have looked like to the people who attended CES in 1989. Stay tuned for CNN.com.
You can always find great new toys at the Consumer Electronics Show. Improved electronic still cameras, for example. Portable CD players of varying degrees of portability. A high-tech teddy bear, somewhat more aggressive than Teddy Ruxpin, that serves as a car alarm. Earth-shaking new ideas were in short supply, though, as the retail buyers for the electronics industry were shown mostly variations on existing equipment.
The CES might be called the Show of Embellishments.
Really new developments won't be available at retail for a few years. HDTV, the wider, brighter, clearer television system, was on display, but a consumer version will have to wait until the 90s. Home automation, the remote control fanatic's dream, is now on the horizon, now that most manufacturers have agreed to a single standard. Last year's headline grabber, the digital audio tape player, was hard to find this year. DAT has been blocked by the record industry because they're afraid it's the perfect weapon for copyright pirates. Sony, one of DAT's biggest backers, is still hopeful.
Last meeting was 2 months ago. There's another meeting scheduled in the next 2 months to continue to look for a resolution.
Others believe if DAT doesn't start selling soon, a recordable compact disc expected in a year or two will kill it. Another battle has come to an end, though. Jack Valenti, president of the Motion Picture Association, fought to keep the VCR out of America in the early days of the video age. He came to Vegas to celebrate the armistice.
A VCR really is barren of all value until you illuminate it with a good movie. So I think we do have a joint interest in the future.
The future seemed brightest, though, at the Nintendo booth, where the video game system celebrated 2 years in a row as the top Christmas present. New games and new accessories are coming online. The action pad and the hands-off U-Force controller promise to keep the video game in flight. With or without earth-shaking new developments, hundreds of millions of dollars change hands at the Consumer Electronics Show, where the course of home entertainment is plotted for the next 6 months. Dennis Michael, CNN Entertainment News, Las Vegas.
Meters is 662.73 feet. You're welcome. The reason we bring that up is because this guy swam it. You might be like, so what? That's like four laps in an Olympic pool. But hold your breath, y'all, because he did it without one. Stig Severinsen recently earned the Guinness World Distance Record for swimming with fins on just one breath. He's been known to not breathe for more than 20 minutes at a time, so this was all part of an effort that would leave anyone else breathless. It took a long time. It must take an entirely new breed of athlete to hold out long enough to leave others gasping for air for what must seem like an oxygenation. I'd rather hold my breath, even if I'm just full of hot air. I'm Carl Azuz for CNN 10. We're going to make a stop in Galax, Virginia today to give a shout out to our friends at Galax High School. They subscribed and left a comment on our YouTube channel. So what are you waiting for? We'll see y'all tomorrow.